This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown, and we get to chat some biking. And it's not often I get to chat to athletes who are really, really strong at one particular sport out of the three. But today we do. And he's a machine on a bicycle and comes from a very strong mountain biking background. And it's returning visitor, Lars Petter Strømme. Welcome. Lars Petter, thank you for joining us today. Mountain biking was a huge part of your life. And you joke about wanting to and wish you started swimming earlier in your triathlon career. But having that biking background really has helped.
Yeah, it's helped me a lot, especially on the technical courses and the hard courses. That's and like there I can gain a lot of time with a good background from biking. It comes pretty natural to me, so I don't have to use much energy to bike pretty fast.
You coming from that background, I don't want to say it's come naturally. You've put in lots of hard work. The hours are there. You've done the work. But yeah. Are there things that over time you feel you've done on the bike that has really improved your performance?
I think from the background of mountain biking, my technical skills are really good. So if it's a technical downhill or rainy, wet conditions, that helps me a lot, because then I feel safe and I can ride very fast on technical conditions. So that my background helps me a lot there. And also, it's been biking since I was 13 years old. I know exactly what kind of training I need to do to get in shape, and then I can feel what works for me and what doesn't work for me. So I think training on the bike is pretty easy, because I feel what my legs need to get fast.
And sort of things that you use, tools, power, that sort of thing, is there anything in particular that you feel is beneficial to get as a and use as a triathlete?
Yeah, of course, the power meter is a must, and it's almost like cheating, because you get so much smarter using it. And using it right and correct, and using it actively in the competitions, it's very, very smart, and it helps me a lot to set the correct pace. Because if I hadn't had the power meter, I would go way too fast, both in the start of competitions and also when I'm doing intervals. I needed to control my intensity.
Well, Spencer, I find also, I've chatted to quite a few age groupers who come from a mountain biking background. They still ride mountain bikes, and they're incredibly strong. I mean, mountain bikers, you can spot them from a mile away. They are absolute machines on the bike, particularly uphill. And it makes me think there's a race here in South Africa, the APSA Cape Epic. It's it's world known worldwide. And I look at the guys who compete in that race, who do really well. We've got a big road cycle race that's just a couple of weeks before that, and the mountain bikers come and race this road race against the roadies, and they give them a massive run for their money. And for me, and they're racing against the pros, the road pros, and for me that says a lot about the strength and the power that the mountain bikers tend to generate just by riding mountain bikes. Do you think putting in maybe a mountain bike ride or two a week in your build up to a big race like Kona, or if you've got an A Ironman race, would be beneficial for most age groupers?
Yeah, pretty far out from the main competition, I would say it's a good thing, because it's super training. But it's kind of hard to control the intensity when doing mountain biking, because it's a lot of on and off. And so when I'm in hard training periods, it often gets too hard if I'm doing mountain bike by the side. But early on the season, I do a lot of mountain bike training and also some racing, because it's super racing. It's high intensity over a long period of time. So that I think many people could benefit from. Also, the good thing about that, it's not that easy to control your intensity, is that you also get a good practice in going out of your comfort zone. And I think that's what many triathletes could do more, is to train above your threshold pace and get your body used to being way up in the red zone, and then go down again and racing on the threshold zone, because that's what racing is all about. It's you can't control everything, and you have to adapt, and that's good with mountain biking.
Okay. Looking at your background in mountain biking, I mean, you're phenomenal. Looking at, other cyclists and other age groupers who possibly don't come from a cycling background, it must be pretty easy for you to spot mistakes they're making or things that they're doing wrong. What do you think most age or a lot of age groupers make, like the most common mistakes they make when it comes to their bike?
It's a couple of things. It's the technical descending. It's getting the right line and pedaling the right places and relaxing in your shoulders, especially the last part with relaxing in the upper body is really important, because the bike will get you through the corners and we will get you got down to the bottom if you just relax and follow your bike instead of trying to control it and braking on the wrong spots. And that's really important. And then again, it's with the intensity in the climbs. Way too many people go way too hard on the short climbs, and if you got a power meter, just trust it and don't go too hard on the climbs, because then you don't have the power on the flat part.
Stick to the numbers. You also mentioned in our first chat the changes you made from Norseman to Kona with regards to your actual gear, your race suit, a black one for Norseman to a white one, and from an aerodynamic point of view, have you done much work from an aerodynamic perspective and done some testing there? How do you figure out what works for you?
Just feeling, actually. I've never been to a wind tunnel or anything like that, but just testing it out, lowering my bars, getting my head down, and you feel if it's faster. And even if it's, you have to feel, compare if it's faster and also if it makes you lose the power, because you have to find the limit between those. So that's just testing and riding a lot in the position and feeling if it works for me or not.
Do you think your engineering background helps there, that you're used to sort of testing and figuring out what works and what works better?
Yeah, maybe.
Lars Petter Stormer, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kona Edge today. Much appreciated. I look forward to getting you on next time to chat about your run.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Get better on the bike. Register for our next free live online bike seminar. Get to theKonaEdge.com/bikeseminar now.